Today's shiur is a Masechta Kedushin on Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom of the Amud, with the second word on the line, my taima. In yesterday's shiur, we learned a machlokas between the Tanakama, which was brought down in the Brisa in the middle of the Amud, and Rabbi Lozer. Actually, Rabbi Yishaya Pick of the Masoros HaShas points out that we're going to see on Tosfos on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph that there are two girsas here, whether it is Rabbi Lozer who is arguing on the Tanakama, or it's Rabbi Lezer that we find the Gemara in Bav Metzia, Rabbi Lezer Shemuti, he was put into Cherem, and this will make enough gemina as far as a halacha that we will see on Daf Tezvav. But the way we have the Girsa in our Gemara, it's Rabbi Lozer, he argues on the Tanakama, and there is a machlokas in four halachas that we find by Machru Bezdin. If someone stole and he didn't have money to pay back the person that he stole from, he's sold by Bezdin. And the question is whether a Meicher Atzmai, someone who is poor and has to sell himself in order to make money, whether we learn out HaMeicher Atzmai from Machru Bezdin or not. Do they have the same halachas or they have different halachas? And there were four halachas that there was a machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lozer. The first halacha was whether there's a din of Shei Shonim by Meicher Atzmai. The second halacha is whether it is possible for Meicher Atzmai to say that he wants to stay with his master. Is he nirtza? Does he get a hole in his ear or not? The third halacha is concerning hanaka. A machru bezdin, when he goes free, he receives severance gifts from the master. Does a meicher atzmai receive those same severance gifts or not? And the final halacha is whether there's the din by meicher atzmai of Rabbi Moshe Leshivcha Knanis, as we find by Machru Bezdin, or by a Meicher Atzmai, there is no halacha that a rabbi gives him a Shivcha Knanis from whom the Eved would have children, and those children would belong to the Adam. So these were the four halachas that we had a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Lozer. The Tanakhama says that the din of Meicher Atzmai is different in all these four halachas than Machru Bezdin. And Rabbi Lozer says that Zev is Zev by both, it's the same halacha. Meicher Atzmai has the identical same four halachas as Machru Bezdin. So the Gemara wanted to say that the machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Lozer will be whether we darshan the gzeir shavar of sachar sachar. We find by Machru Bezdin the word sachar is used. We find by Meicher Atzmai the word sachar is used. Do you make such a gzeir shavar or not? Tanakhama does not make the gzeir shavar. Memela Meicher Atzmai will not have the same halachas as Machru Bezdin, and Rabbi Lozer makes the gzeir shavar of sachar sachar. And then came along Abaya, and he said that the machlokes is not whether we make a gzeir shava of sachar sachar. It could be that everyone holds that we make the din of sachar sachar. We make the gzeir shava of sachar sachar. Actually, this is Rav Tov Yumi in the name of Abaya who says it. The kuli alma yal sachar sachar. However, by each of these four halachas, there is a special miut that the halacha only applies to Machru Bezdin and not to Meicher Atzmai, even though we make the gzeir shava of sachar sachar. In yesterday's shiur, we learned what the miut is concerning the halacha of Shei Shanim. And now we're up to the second of the four halachas, and that is the din of nirtza. Does that apply to Meicher Atzmai? Begins the Gemara, four lines from the bottom of Yud Dalet Amud Beis. My time at the Tanakama, the Amar Meicher Atzmai and the Nirtza. What is the reason of the Tanakama who says that only a Machru Bezdin is Nirtza and a Meicher Atzmai is not Nirtza? Even though we're saying that everybody holds, according to Abaya, the Gzer Shav of Sachar Sachar. The answer is, Midamiyat Rachmana Gabi Machru Bezdin. Because by Machru Bezdin, the Torah was Mamayat that only Machru Bezdin is Nirtza, If he, after the sixth year, wants to remain with his Adoin, then he is Nirtza. It's only a Machru Bezdin. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, in the beginning of Mishpatim, V'ratz Adoin of Es Ozim Marzeya, that the master takes a Marzeya, which is an awl, a sharp instrument, and he bores a hole in the ear of the Eved into the door. So we say, Oznoi Shaloi, V'loi Oznoi Shalmeicher Atzmai. As Rashi explains, this is the last Rashi on the Omen, Kroy Yisera. This is an extra Pasuk, because the Pasuk has already said previously that you take the Marzeya, V'nasata Bozno, you put it in his ear. Why did the Torah have to repeat V'rotz Adoinav as Oznoi B'Marzeya? The Torah should have just have said V'rotz Adoinav B'Marzeya. We know it's into his Ozen. V'nasata Bozno, the Pasuk had said. So therefore we say that this is an extra pasuk to darshan that we are memayit. That what is the miyut? Oznoi shaloi. It is only the ear of the machru bezdin that receives ritzui, but veloi oznoi shalmeicher atzmoi. But if somebody sells himself, he's not sold by bezdin. There is no din of becoming a nirtza. So therefore we do learn Socher Socher, and yet Tanakama is Mamayet a Moicher Atzmoy from the din of Nirtza. As we turn to Daf, Tezvav Amid Aleph, V'idach, and Rab Lozer, who does not make this Miyat, what does he use Oznoi for, if it's not Mamayet Moicher Atzmoy? Ha-hi, L'Gzei Rishava, who does it? That actually is coming to tell you, L'Gzei Rishava, which ear receives by a Moicher Machru Bezdin, or likewise by Moicher Atzmai, because we do Darshan Socher Socher, which ear will receive the Marzeya, the right ear or the left ear? And on this we have the word Oznoi to make a Gzei Rishava from the Halach of Oizen that we find by a Metzari. The Sani we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Ezra Roimer, Rabbi Ezra says, V'nayel Ritzia Shehi Ba'ozen Yamanis. How do I know that Ritzia, that boring the hole in his ear, is in his right ear? Nam Arkan, it says over here by Ritzia. Oizen, it says the word Oizen. Vinam Rahalan, it says over there by Mitzayra Ani, it also says Oizen. And as Rashi explains, that the halacha by a rich Mitzayra is that he has to bring at the end of his tzaras, when he gets tohar from a tzaras, he has to bring three sheep. One is for an ashim, one is for a chatas, and one is for an oilo. And the dam of the ashim is put by the kohen on the middle of his right ear. What about an ani? An ani can't afford three sheep, so the ashim still has to be a sheep. However, for the chatas and the oilo, he brings pigeons, he brings shnei toirim, oi shnei b'nei yoin. What about the dam? So the Torah repeats by the oni that the dam is taken from the tzoin that was brought for the asham, and again it's put on the middle of the ear. So that this is extra, because legabe the asham, he has the exact same halacha as the usher. Why did the Torah have to repeat the halacha by the ani if it's exactly the same? The whole chilek between usher and ani is only as far as the shnei tarim and shnei b'nei yoina. So it comes to tell me a drasha. It comes to make a gzei reshava. And what is the gzei reshava? Oizen, just like over there. But there, malahal and oizen there, it says by mitzvah oizen, so I learn out. Malahal and yamin, just like over there, it's the right ear, afkan over here. By the din of nirtza, in which ear is the whole drilled? It's drilled yamin. It's drilled in the right ear. So Rab Lazar does not have this extra to deduce veloy moicher atzmai. According to Rab Lazar, moicher atzmai also, there is a din of nirtza. Ve'idach and the Tanakama. How does he learn out the din of yamin? And if he learns out yamin, then he doesn't have the oizen to be memayit moicher atzmai. No, imkein lemakro oizen. The Torah could have just have said oizen without oznoi, my oznoi. So memela, I can use the word oznoi for two drushes. On the one hand, I can learn out Yamin, and on the other hand, I can say Oznoi, and not the Oizen of the Meicher Atzmoi. Ve'idach, what about Rab Lazer? Hahu Meboyele, you're right, there are two Lemudim that can be learned from Oznoi, but not one to be Mad Meicher Atzmoi, but rather Oznoi Veloy Ozna. It's only the ear of the Eved, and not the ear of the Amma Evrius. There's no din of Nirtza by an Amma Evria. Rashi asked the question, it says, V'afla Amoscha Tasakein. So we see the halacha of Amma Evri is the same as an Eved Ivri. Rashi answers, as the Gemara is going to say further in Daf Yudzayim Beis, that that's the same Legabi Hanaka, but ain't Legabi giving severance gifts, but ain't a Chinami Legabi Nirtza. Amma Ivri is different than Eved Ivri. The din of Nirtza is only by Eved Ivri and not by Amma Ivriya. Ve'idach, what about the Tanakama? So how does he know that that there's no din of Nirtza by an Amma Ivriya? Nafgal, he learns it v'yim yoimer ha'eved. If the Eved will say, I love my wife and I want to stay with her, so I learn out ha'eved v'loy Amma. It's only an Eved Ivriya, not Amma. Ve'idach. And Rab Lazer, why does he need the pasuk of Aznoi v'lo Azna? I can learn it out from Ha'eved. Meboyle, he learns a different rasha from that. Achi Yoimer Kishu Eved. He's only able to stay with his wife and have the din of Nirtza if he says it while he's still an Eved. But if these 6 years of Abdus go by and afterwards he wants to stay with his wife, he's not able to do it. However, he has to say it while he's still an Eved. V'idach and the Tanakama, where does he learn this limit from? Mi Eved ha'Eved nafka. He learns it from the Eved, and then it said ha'Eved. As Rashi explains, the Eved teaches me Achi Yoimer Kishu Eved while he's still an Eved, and ha'Eved he learns out to be Memayit and Amma. So he doesn't need Oznoi Veloy Ozna because he's able to learn it out from Ha'eved. So he uses Oznoi Veloy Meicher Atzmoi. Ve'idach and Rab Lazer, Eved or Eved Loy Dorish. As Rashi explains, that's the Urcha Dekra. That's the usual normal way of the Pasuk to say Ha'eved. It's not an extra hay. Memela, he doesn't have that extra hay to learn this out. So he needs Oznoi Veloy Ozna, and he doesn't have Oznoi Veloy Ozna, he doesn't have Oznoi to say Veloy Moicher Atzmoi. So it comes out from the Gemara that everybody holds Socher Socher. Tanakama has an extra limud from Oznoi, and he learns it out Veloy Moicher Atzmoi. Rab Lazer does not have an extra limud because he needs it for Oznoi Veloy Ozna, and therefore, the Legabi Meicher Atzmoi has the same halacha as Machru Bezdin, that there is a din of Nirtza, but everybody holds, according to Rav Tavyumi, B'Shem Abaya, of the Gzer Shava of Socher Socher. Now we come to the third halacha. My time of the Tanakama, Domer Meicher Atzmoi, Eima Nikin Loi. What's the reason of the Tanakama who says that a Meicher Atzmoi, you don't give him any presents when he leaves the work, not because there's no Gzer Shava Socher Socher, he holds the Gzer Shava Socher Socher, but Miyit Rachmana Gami Machru Bezdin, because we find by Machru Bezdin that it's only a Machru Bezdin where there's a Din Hanaka and not by Meicher Atzmoi. Where's the pasuk that's Memayit Meicher Atzmoi? Because it says Hanik Tanik Loi, so I learn Loi V'loi L'Meicher Atzmoi. It's only to him, to the Machru Bezdin that the Torah there is speaking about when it speaks the din of Hanaka, and not to the Meicher Atzmoi. Ve'idach and Rab Lazer, what does he do with the miyut of Loi V'loi L'Meicher Atzmoi? And Meboyele, Loi V'loi L'Yarshav, that if the Eved died before his Adon was able to give him presents, he's not mechuyev to give those presents to the Yorshim of the Eved. Ask the Gemara, Yorshiv amai loy, why shouldn't he have to give the Hanukkah to the Yorshim? Socher kari rachmana, we find that the Eved is referred to as a socher, a worker. So ma socher pulasa li Yorshiv, just like by a socher, his work, which means, as Rashi explains, schar pulasai, his wages, if the author didn't have a chance to pay him while he was still alive, and then he died, he's obligated to pay the Yorshim those wages. So avhai, so here legabi hanaka, pulasai, liyorshim. If he's called a socher David Ivri, and he's entitled to hanaka, then that should go to his Yorshim as well. In fact, we should not be able to make a miut of loy v'loy liyorshim. Elo, the Gemara says, We're going to use loy, according to Rabbi Lazar, for a different drasha. Loy v'loy l'bal chayvoy. That if the Eved owed money to a bal chayv, someone lent him money and he has to pay it to him back, so it comes out that the master will call him Mr. C, owes to the Eved Mr. B, and Mr. B owes to the Bal Chayv Mr. A. So we don't say, even though Ba'alma, as we're going to see, the halacha of Rab Nosson says that A, who's owed the money by B, and B is owed money by C, that A can go directly to C to get his money that B owes him. But l'gabi this halacha over here, we don't say C, the Odin, should pay A, the Bal Chayv of B, the Eved. That we don't say. And the only person that he gives the Chayv to, the only person he gives the Hanukkah to, is to the Eved. He does not give it to the Bal Chayv. In fact, the Rambam in Perek Gimel Mehilchas Avodah Halachat Hezvav paskins that even after the Eved has received the Hanukkah, these presents from his master, the Bal Chayv has no right to collect it from the Eved. So this is a special miyut not to be memayet a moicher atzmai. By a moicher atzmai there will be Hanukkah according to Rav Lazar, but it's memayet loiv loiv Bal Chayv. Why do I need a miyut? Mid is sphere of Lomba Alma Rav Nosson. Since all over, Lugabi, all other halachos we hold like Rav Nosson. This Sanya, because we learned in the Braisa. Amar Rav Nosson said, Menayi l'nois b'chaveri mana. How do I know that if someone has a claim against his friend, so the person who has the claim is A, he's the Bal Chayv, against his friend B, and mana, B owes a mana, v'chaveroi, and B has a claim, v'chaveroi. He has a claim against C, like our case of the Bal Chayv, A who has a claim against the Eved B, and B has a claim against the Odin, Hanukkah, and the Odin is C. So normally the halacha is, Menayin Shemaitzimi Zev, and Isil Zev. How do I know that we take out from C, who owes B, and we give it straight to A? Talmud Loimar, I learned this from a pasuk concerning a person who swore that he didn't steal, and afterwards he admitted that he stole. So the halacha is that he pays Karen v'chaymish, and the pasuk uses the words in Bamidbar, hey, v'nasan l'asher ashevloi. He is mechuyev to give it to the one who, pashat, the word asham means, to who he is guilty. And the question is, why does the Torah have to use such a word as asham? Why didn't the Torah use the word l'asher noishaboy to the person who has a claim against him? So since it used the word asham, I learn out that asham here doesn't mean guilty, but asham means the principal. The principal is also referred to as asham. And what it means is that you see who owe the money to B and B owes it to A, so the principal that you see owe to B is really owed by A, because B owes A. So therefore you have to give it directly to the one who ultimately the principal belongs to. That's why the Torah used this lashon of asham loy to teach us this halacha. So normally we learn out from this pasuk according to Rav Nosson that A can collect directly from C. Also loy lafuke. So loy comes over here to tell me no, that in this case A does not collect from C. C pays it to B, and we said the Rambam says even after C pays it to B, A cannot collect it from B. Ve'idach. And what about the Tanakama who uses loy v'loy l'moicher atzmoy, that there's no din of Hanukkah by moicher atzmoy? What does he do with this halacha to be mamayit from Rav Nosson from Bal Chayv? Ba'alma nami lo sphere lunk Rav Nosson. We don't hold like Rav Nosson b'chol ha'toyrim. Mel, I don't need a special meat over here of loy v'loy l'bal chayv. So here, Tosfos and Divrei HaMaskil v'idach initially wants to say that it will come out that the halacha of Rav Nosson, according to our Gemara, is a machloek between Tanakama and Taisa's Girsa, this is what Rabbi Shai Pick pointed out, Taisa's Girsa here, in Divrei Maskil V'Idach, on the fourth line, V'Rab Eliezer D'Shamute, who Savak Rab Nosson. His Girsa is Rab Lezer Hashamuti, and Rab Lezer passes like Rab Nosson, and that's why you need Loi to be Mamayit, Balchoiv, and the Tanakhama does not pass like Rab Nosson. B'chol Hashas, B'chol Atar Rekula. So you don't need Loi to be Mamayit. Loi is Mamayit Machratzmai. So Taisa says that since it's Rav Lezer Shemuti who holds like Rav Nosson and Tanakhama doesn't, we'll go like the Chachamim against Rav Lezer Shemuti. It comes out we don't paskin like Rav Nosson. However, in the middle of Taisus, he brings down Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, say that Halacha is like Rav Nosson. And they bring proofs that Ba'alma we do paskin like Rav Nosson. And there, in fact, Gairus in the Gemara, around 10 lines before Taisus ends, Taisus brings down Rav Swarm Goris Rabba Lazar, not Rabba Lazar Hashamuti, but Rabba Lazar. And Taisus says, really, we do paskin like Rav Nosson. The Gemara means over here, Ve'idich ba'alma nami loy svirlan, means not in the din of a chayiv. If C owes B and B owes A all chayvis, then Avada A can collect directly from C. We paskin like Rav Nosson. But in our Gemara, which is something that was caused not by a chov, but by work of his hands, because he worked for you. Therefore, it's only proper that you give him severance pay. It's tirchav is guf. So, ba'alma in such a case, that's when we don't pass like Rav Nosson. When it's not a straight chov from C to B and B to A, but rather C owes B because B worked for C, like in our case here by Evan. So in Schiris Balma, when it's work related and it's not just a loan, so there we wouldn't paskin like Rav Nosson. We would say that C should pay B and A cannot go directly to C to get what B owes him. And over here the Torah says here, that so therefore, according to the Tanakhama, we don't need the loy to be b'mayid, because ba'alma in such a case where it involves not a straight choiv but involves schirus, there we would never paskin like Rav Nosson. But where it involves straight choiv, Taisus says that avada we would paskin like Rav Nosson. So this is the Taisus that the Messiah Shas referred to tell us that actually it's a shaila whether we paskin like whether our girsa on Yud Daled Amud Beis in the Machloikis is Tanakhama versus Rab Lezer Hashamuti, or it's Tanakhama versus Rab Lezer. It'll have an effect here in our Gemara, whether we do paskin like Rav Nosson Ba'alma or we don't paskin like Rav Nosson. Continues the Gemara with the last halacha, the difference between Tanakhama and Rab Lezer. My time at the Tanakhama, the Omar Moicher Atzmai Ein Rabbi Moicher Leishifka Knanis. If we hold like a bai that Socher Socher, so why in fact does the Tanakhama hold that a bai Moicher Atzmai? The rabbi does not give him a shivcha knanis. The answer is, although it is exerish of sacher sacher, miyut rachmana gabi machru bezin, because it's a special miyut from the Torah by machru bezin. What does the pasuk say? Im adoin of itn loy isha, if his master gives him a wife, I make a diuk loy v'loy l'machru atzmai. He does not give it to a machru atzmai. V'idach rabbi lezer, loy, when it says loy, it's not coming to Mimayat Moichratzmai. Really, Moichratzmai also gets a Shivcha Knanis. But loy means he can force him to take it. Ve'edach and the Tanakhama. How does he know that the Adon can force the Eved? Mechi Mishneh Schar Socher Nafka. He learns that from another pasuk in Dvorim, Tezvov, where it says concerning Machru Bezdin that he has worked for you a double work. He worked doubly what a regular worker worked for you. This sign that we learned in the Braisa. Ki Mishneh Schar Sochir Avadchom. He served you double. What's Pshat? Because Sochir, a worker, ain't Oivet Ela B'Yoyim. He only works for you in the daytime. But Evid Ivri, Oivet Ben B'Yoyim Ben B'Laila. And Evid Ivri works for you day and night. Double. So the question is, what does that mean? Is it then possible to think that an Eved Ivri has to work doubly as hard as a regular worker at day and night? V'alekvar nemer, it says in the Torah, ki toiv la'imach, that the Eved Ivri has it good with you. And I learn out, what does that mean? He's equal to the Adon. Imcha b'maychal, whatever food you eat, he eats. Imcha b'mishta, whatever you drink, whatever kind of beverages you drink, you give it to the Eved, the same thing. In other words, the Eved has to be treated equally to you. So if you don't work day and night, so you can't make the Eved work day and night. So what does the Torah mean when it says, in fact, that he works day and night? I'm Rabbi Yitzchok, says Rabbi Yitzchok, Mikan, from here we learn out, Sherabi Moishloi Shivcha Knanis, that it means that in the daytime he's doing work for you, physical labor. At night, he's also working for you in the sense that you give him a Shivcha Knanis, and he lives with her, he has children from her, the children that he has from her are the master's avodim, so he's working for you in that sense, day and night. So from here we learn out, that he works day and night, that Rabbi is Moshe Shivcha Knanis, and the Tanakhama understands that it means Bal Korchach. Tosfos here in the second last Tosfos, Divrei Maaseh Kitoiv La'imach, brings that Rabbi Avram is Goris, not Kitoiv La'imach, but actually the Pasuk in Vayikra Chafhei, Kisachar Kitoishiv Yemach, from there we learn out in the Torah's Kanim, that there's a tzivui that he should be to you, the master, like a socher and a taishav. But we do not learn it in the Sefri, says Taishas, from Mechitoiv La'imach, because that's not a tzivui, it's just a sipper dvorm ba'am, and the Torah is telling you a fact that when you give him a nochka, he has it good with you, and the Torah is not speaking there a chiyuv that he has to be treated specially, but rather the tzivui is from the pasuk of Kisachar Kitoishev Yeimach. He should be treated like a worker, and therefore a worker doesn't work day and night. That was the Gemara's kasha. But be that as it may, it comes out that the Tanakhama learns from the pasuk of Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Knanis, from that halacha, that Bal Korchoi, Bavaidach, Rabbi Lezer says, Ima Hosam, Hava Minahana Mila Medaite. You just see that he's able to give him if he's maskim. From there, I would just learn out that if he's maskim. Ava Bakarche Maloi, maybe Bal Korchonats. On that, I need the pasuk of Loi. In Madain of Yitin, Loi Isha means even Bal Korchoch. Memela Rabbi Lezer doesn't have Loi, Veloi Marcher Atzmai. According to Rabbi Lezer Marcher Atzmai, he also will receive an Eved Knanis, a Shivcha Knanis, and on that, the Tanakhama learns from another Pasuk Bal Korcha, Memel, he has Loi, Veloi, Moichar Atzmoi. So these are the four halachas where Abaya learns that we do have Sacher, but yet each halacha, we are nismayed from the din of Machru Bezdin, that it does not apply according to the Tanakhama to Moichar Atzmoi. Says the Gemara, Eleman Tana de Loi Yolov Sacher Sacher. If so, if you're telling me that in the Machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakhama, everybody holds him Sacher Sacher. So in fact, who is the Tana that we learned on Daf Yudal Amid Beis? That there is a Tana you mentioned that does not hold of Sacher Sacher. The Gemara says, Hi Tanhu Desanya. It's this, the following Tana that we learned in a Braisa. It says, Vishav al Mishfachtoi in the Parsha of Achiyamachachichav and Nimcharloch, when your brother is poor and he sells himself to you in Vayikra, Perchav Hei, Pasuk Mem, it says, Ad Shnas HaYoivol Yavoid Imach, he should work with you until Yoivol, and then in Pasuk Mem Aleph, the next Pasuk, it says, Vishav al Mishfachtoi, that he should return to his family. So, Amar Rav Lozer ben Yaakov, Bamea Kosim Adabar, what is this pasuk speaking about? Ibn Moichar Atzmoi HaKreikvar Amar. If it's referring to a Moichar Atzmoi, then we already have that in the pasuk before, in pasuk Mem, when he's poor and he sells himself, that it's only until Yoivel. Ibn Nirtze HaKreikvar Amar. If it's speaking about Nirtze, after he worked 6 years and he says, I want to stay with my wife, I want to stay with my master, that he gets Nirtze, that after he receives Nirtza, he stays in until Yoivel. So Harei Kvar Amar, that's also said, as we're going to learn in the next piece of Gemara, we learn that out from a different pasuk, which says, V'shaftem ish el achuzasoi v'ish al mishpachtoi. that he returns to his family. And that the Gemara is going to learn out is speaking by Nirtza. So Eina Kosam Medaber, it must be that this pasuk of Vishav El Mishpachtoi, the second pasuk in Perik Chafein Vayikra, pasuk Mem Aleph, Eina Kosam Medaber El Machru Bezdin, Shnayim Mishlai Shoshanim Lefnei Yovel, 2 or 3 years before Yovel. So we're speaking about here where the Yovel is coming in the middle of the Sheish. Normally, Machru Bezdin is supposed to be there 6 years. In the middle of the 6 years, after he worked 2 or 3 years, then the Yovel came. So even though it's not a full 6 years, he goes out with Yovel. Sha Yovel might see her. The Yovel takes him out. Now, for Esau, Kedat Yovel Socher Socher, if this Tana would hold of the Xer Shav of Socher Socher, Lomali, why do I need this extra posset of Ishav El Mishpachta? He goes out with Yovel. That's speaking about, Machru Bezdin, Nelev Socher Socher. Let's learn out from the Xer Shav of Socher Socher that just like Posik Mem, the Chiyamachachicha by Marcher Atzmai goes out by Yovel. So who adin Machru Bezdin through the Xer Shav of Socher Socher will go out by Yovel, even if he didn't work for 6 years. He'll go out by Yovel. So Lechayre, this is the Tan who doesn't hold of the Xer Shav of Socher Socher. That's why he needs a special pasuk of Vishav El Mishpachtoi, pasuk Mem Aleph. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, no, it's no right. Loyalim, Yov Socher Socher. Could be this Tana does learn Socher Socher. V'itzrich, I still need the special pasuk of Shav El Mishpachtoi. Why? Sakdatchem, and I would have thought, Moicher Atzmai, who do I have any surah? And Moicher Atzmai didn't do any Yisr. He didn't steal. Avel Machru Bezdin do have any surah. But when Bezdin sells him, he did an Yisr because he stole. He doesn't have money to pay back. That's why Bezdin sells him. Eimon Niknas, I would say that if Yovel came in the middle of the 6 years, it would not take him out because we have to punish him for the fact that he stole. Kamash Malon, that not only by Machru Atzmai, but even by Machru Bezdin, and even though he didn't do the 6 years, still the Yovel will take him out if it happened a few years after he was sold by Bezdin. That's what I need. Kamashmo, I need that special little pasuk of Ishav El Mishpachta, even Machru Bezdin, even though there's a svara that we should give him a knas and we shouldn't let him go out with Yovel. So, but Be'etzim, we would say, there is a Gzer Shava Socher Socher, but I would have a half a minute that the Gzer Shava wouldn't work. Kamashmo, the special pasuk that, in fact, he goes out by Yovel. Omer Mar, we learned in the Sugya before, we said that the Shav El Mishpachta must be referring to Machru Bezdin. Because if it's speaking about after he was sold in the 6 years, and then he said, I want to stay with my wife and my master, and then he was Nirtza, that Yovel takes him out there, Harei Kfar Amar. There already we have another pasuk. Mahi, what is that other pasuk? The Gemara asked, the Sanhedrin of Braisa. We have a pasuk, Shaftem Ish El Achuzas Ish El Mishpachta Tashuvu, that the person should go back to his family. But Me'akos Abadabar, what is this pasuk speaking about? If it's speaking about Mechor Atzmai, Harei Kfar Amar. That we already had a pasuk, that was pasuk Mem. That ad shnas ha-yovel yavar imach. Ibe machru bezdin harek varomer. That was the sugi that we just learned before. Vishav el mishpachti. That's speaking about machru bezdin. Ha-ein ha-kazam medaber. It must be that this third pasuk of vishav to mishal chuzasai, it must be speaking about ela ben nirtza, shtayim vishal shon lefnei ha-yovel. His nirtza happened 2 or 3 years before yovel. Sha-yovel machshir, yovel takes him out. So we have a pasuk, the most beferish pasuk is by moicher atzmai. And then we have two other psukim that are not clear, they're ambiguous, and the Gemara learned out that Vishav El Mishpachtoi in Pasuk Mem Aleph is speaking about Machru Bezdin, and Vishavta Mishal Chuzasai is speaking about Nirtza. Ask the Gemara, my mashma. Since those last two psukim that we mentioned are ambiguous, so why do I say that the Pasuk of Vishav El Mishpachtoi is speaking about Machru Bezdin before Nirtza, and the Pasuk of Shavta Mishal Chuzasai is speaking about Nirtza? Maybe it's just the opposite. Good, you have three psukim, and we'll darshan three psukim for the three cases. One Moicher Atzmai, one Machru Bezdin, before he says a hafti, then the din of Nirtza after he said a hafti. Good, but how do I know that those two ambiguous psukim, each one goes for the one that we designated for? Amar Rava, Bar Shila, Amar Kra, because the pasuk here, the third pasuk of Ishaftim Isha Achuzasai, uses the word ish. Ezu davar shenayg beisha enayg beisha. What is something that's nayg by a man and not by a woman? I would say that that is ritzia. As Taisus Akasha, why do we say that that pasuk, since he used the word ish, must be speaking about nirtza, because ritzia doesn't apply to an amma? There is no din of, as we learned before, aznoi v'loi azna, or evit ivriya, not amma ivriya. There's no din of ritzia by an isha, but there's also no din of machru bezdin by an isha, because it says bignei vasai, and we darshan v'loi bignei vasai. So why does the Gemara think v'shaftim ish must be speaking about davar anai be'ish ritzia, and not by an isha? Maybe it's speaking about mechira, which is naig by an ish, and not by an isha. Answers Taisus. Even though machru bezdin for her gneva, if she stole, doesn't apply, but the etzim inyan of mechira applies. For example, a father can sell his daughter when she's a ktana as an omen of ria. So therefore, the thing that totally doesn't apply to a woman is ritzia, and that's why if the pasuk used the word ish and not isha, it must be speaking about ritzia. So if that pasuk is speaking about ritzia, the other pasuk of ishavel mishpachtoi, that is the one that we're going to speak about machru bezdin. Says the Gemara of Itzchak Mitzvah machru bezdin, Itzchak Mitzvah nirtza. Why do I need the halacha both by machru bezdin for his gneva and also by nirtza to tell me that he goes out be yovel, even if the yovel comes in the middle of sheish? If it would tell me all you did about Machru Bezdin, I would think, you know why Yovel takes him out by Machru Bezdin, even though he only served his master a few years, Mishum Dolemate Zimne, because he didn't have a chance to leave. His time, he didn't serve 6 years. So I would think there's no reason to constant him. He didn't do anything wrong. There is a freedom of Yovel. So even though he only served 2 or 3 years, Yovel will take him out. Avol nirtza dematizmane. Nirtza, the 6 years were up. He had a chance to leave. And he didn't leave. And Rashi says, he was over, he said, loy etzi, etzi, I won't go out. He was over on kevodai heim, veloy avodim, avodim. Hashem wants you to be his slaves and not slaves of other human beings who are themselves slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu kaina adn la'atzmei chinam, Rashi says. He acquired a human master for nothing on himself. So I would think, Amon Niknesei, continues the Gemara, that we should consent him. Kamash malon. That's why I say that the halach of Yovel is not only something that frees him by Machru Bezdin, it frees him even by Nirtza as well, even though there would have been a Havim and we should constant him, that Yovel should not free him. V'yashmina Nirtza, and if he would tell me the halacha of Yovel by Nirtza, Mishum David Leishesh, he at least has already done 6. Avo Machru Bezdin, the David Leishesh. But by Machru Bezdin, where he hasn't yet done 6, you want to tell me Yovel should take him out before he did 6. So Rashi says that would be a hefset to his master. At least by the case of Nirtza, the master has been paid up for the Gneva. He was sold by Bezdin for 6 years, and he worked the 6 years. Now he's going into overtime with Nirtza. However, by Machru Bezdin, in the initial 6 years, if Yovel comes and he hasn't finished his time, so that'll come out that the master who bought him will come out losing money. So I would think that Yovel should not free him. That's why I need that both by Nirtza and by Machru Bezdin, even though he only worked a few years, Yovel will take him out. And now the Gemara wants to know something else. One pasuk says at the beginning of Parashat Mishpatim, "V'ratza Adonai v'zozav b'martzeiv avodai la'olam," which means till Yovel. And another pasuk says that by Yovel he should be v'shafte mishal achuzasoi v'ishal mishpachtoi tashuvu. So why do I need both? Because rechman la'olam have min la'olam mamish, I would have thought it means he sold forever. No, that oilam means oilam and shol yovel, something that's a long time. It's like forever. till Yovel, but it refers only to Yovel. V'ikas rechamana v'shaftim. Had it said only v'shaftim, hava mina hanimili, heichel deloy avitsheish. I would have thought that that pasuk is only referring when he did not yet do six after he became a nirtza. So that's when he stays till Yovel, even though Yovel is much past another 6 years. In other words, he did 6 years before the nirtza, and he didn't yet do six after the nirtza. Aval heicha de ovid sheish, but where he has already done six after the nirtza, lo ye soifei chomer mitchilasei. I would think that his end, meaning after the nirtza, is not worse than his beginning before the nirtza. Matchilasei sheish, just like before the nirtza, it's 6 years. Av soifei nami sheish, the end after the nirtza shouldn't be more than six. So if six came, even though Yovel didn't come yet, I would think he should go out with six. Kamash malon lo'ilam. No, that even though he already did 6 years after Nirtza, he doesn't go out free. Here it's a chumra that he has to wait lo'ilam, which means lo'ilam yishal Yovel, that he has to wait until something that could be considered forever, which is Yovel. So therefore, we need the pasuk also of lo'ilam, that we don't use 6 years as a kula after the nirtza, that he doesn't have to wait to yovel. And we say no, that even though he worked 6 years, he still, in this case, has to work, wait lo'ilam yishal yovel. So it can never be more than yovel. Oilam doesn't mean forever. The most is yovel 50 years. But on the other hand, even though he worked 6 years after nirtza, we're not makel that he can go out, because the after nirtza should not be worse than before. We say yes, in fact, after nirtza is worse than before. Before the nirtza, you go out with sheish. After the nirtza, you don't go out with sheish. We're machmir that you have to wait at least till the oilamai of yovel. So till now, the Gemara has not yet established who's the man yomer who doesn't hold the gzeir shav of sacher sacher. And now the Gemara tries again. Elaman tana loyal of sacher sacher. You know who the tana is who doesn't learn the gzeir shav of sacher sacher? Rebbe. This is Rebbe. The Sanya, as we learned in the Brisa, as we turn to daf tezvav amabez. Ve'im lo yigal be'ela. This is speaking about by a moicher atzma to a goy. And be'ela refers to his kroivim. Because the pasuk says that he should be redeemed. And this is something that Bezin can be kaif on, can force that one of his relatives, oy achiv, his brother, oy doy doy ben doy doy, his uncle, or the son of his uncle, his cousin, somebody has to redeem him. What happens if he was not redeemed by his relative, So then the pasuk says he goes out with yovel. So Rebbe Oimer, how does Rebbe darshan this pasuk? Rebbe says be'ela hu nigal, he is redeemed with his relatives. But he's not redeemed b'sheish. Why would I have a half a minute that he should be redeemed b'sheish? Sheyachal, I would have thought, it's a kavachayim. Uma mishen a nigel be'ela, by a moicher to a Yisrael. If somebody sells himself to a Yisrael, he does not go out with kroivim. Because, as Rashi says, by nimchal Yisrael, it doesn't say any halacha of geulas kroivim. The only one who could redeem himself is himself, none of his relatives. So, and yet we find over there, Nigel B'sheish, he goes out B'sheish, so Zeh, this one who sold to a goy, Shenigel Be'ela, where the Torah says explicitly that he is redeemed by Kroivim, Ein Oidin Shenigel B'sheish, isn't it a Kal V'chomer that someone who sells himself to a goy should be redeemed B'sheish, Tam Aloyver, that's why the Pasuk says, according to Rebbe, Be'ela, that the one who sells himself to a goy is redeemed Be'ela with relatives. Be'ela who nigel vein nigel b'sheish, he's not redeemed b'sheish. So now I have a proof that the Rebbe doesn't hold him socher socher. What's the proof? If you would have thought that yov socher socher, that Rebbe learned socher socher. So just like we had on Amid Aleph, that there's a socher written by Mercher Atzmai, there's a socher written by Mercher Bezdin, there's also a socher socher from a Nimchar Yisrael to a Nimchar La'akum. By a Nimchar La'akum, it also says, as Rashi brings down, three lines after it gets small in the Rashi, It says, Kisacher shana b'shana yiye imoy. So it refers to him as a sacher. So I have a gzereshava of sacher. So I'm my comer, mami shane and nigel baila, continues the Gemara. Why do we say that I need a miut, baila? He's nigel with krivim and not with sheish, because I would have thought a kavachimer from Moichratzmut to Yisrael, who's not nigel baila. If there's sacher, so why in fact is a Moichratzmut to Yisrael not nigel baila? Nail of sacher, I should learn the Gzeir Shavu of sacher. Elamai is the Haraya, that we don't learn the Gzeir Shavu of sacher according to Rebbe. And that's why in fact Moichratzmut to Yisrael is not nigel b'krayvim, but is nigel b'sheish. I would have thought a kavachimer that if he sold himself to a goy, he should be nigel b'sheish. Kamash malon, no beila, and not b'sheish. Amar Nachum bar Yitzchok, no raya. Loy lemi all sacher. Could be Rabbi also learned sacher. The shiny hacha here is different. Amar Korda pasuk says yigolenu. The pasuk is be echad me echad yigolenu. That by somebody who sells himself to a goy, one of his brothers should redeem him. So I learn out lazeh, redeem him, v'loy la'acher. Only this one who's nimcha la'akum, and not the other case where he sells himself to someone else, which means he sells himself to Yisrael. There, we will use this as a miyut, that kroivim don't work. So even though there is sacher, but I have a beferish miyut, that kroivim don't work by it's somebody who sold himself to a Yisrael. They only could be redeemed. Someone who sold himself to a goy, we don't want him to become a goy in servitude. So therefore, there's a special din. Kroivim take out from a goy. Kroivim do not take out from a Yisrael. No rider, Rebbe holds, does not hold of sacher. Now, as the Gemara, Uman Tana de Palgalet of Rebbe, which Tana argues on Rebbe, as Rashi explains, and he holds that Nimcha La'akam is Yaitze B'Sheish. Rebbe on the top of the Yomit says that Be'elu Nigel Ve'en Nigel B'Sheish. If he sold to a goy, he's not redeemed B'Sheish. Which Tana disagrees and holds that he is redeemed B'Sheish. The Gemara answers Rabbi Yisraeli and Rabbi Kiva. It'll be Rabbi Yisraeli and Rabbi Kiva because they darshan Be'elu for something else. Memela, they will hold that somebody who sold to a goy is Nigel B'Sheish. This sign you learned in the Brisa. Lo yigol be'ela, the pasuk says, v'im lo yigol be'ela, if you won't be redeemed with e'ela, which pashtus means the kroivim. Rabbi Yosef Lulaimer, how does Rabbi Yosef Lulaimer darshan this pasuk? Be'ela l'shichur. Lo yigol be'ela, and if he would have been redeemed with the kroivim, with the doidoi, ben doidoi, he would have gone scot-free. But im lo yigol be'ela, then the Torah says, Bishar kol adam, if he's redeemed by other people, l'shibut, then he has to serve them, and he stays there until yovel. So the cheirus of yovel is for those who are not the eila. The eila, he goes right away free. It's the shar kol adam. There's a mitzvah on every Jew to, Bezin's not kaifa, but there's a mitzvah on every Jew to redeem him when he's sold to a goy. But when they redeem him, he has to work for those Jews who redeem him, until when? Until Yovel. That's how Rabbi Yosef Lili darshens it. So he's not learning Be'elu nigel ve nigel b'sheish, he's using it for a different limud, that Be'elu goes free and b'shar kol adam shibud. Rabbi Kiva Amar just the opposite. Be'elu l'shibud, if he gets freed by his kroivim, then he works until Yovel. B'shar kol adam l'shichur, if he gets freed by any other person, he goes scot-free right away. And now the Gemara wants to know what in fact is the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Kiva. But according to both of them, we're not darshening Eila v'Eina Nigel b'sheish, because we're using the Eila for something else. My time at Rabbi Yosef Lili, Amar Kro, Im lo yigol be'Eila, we learned the pasuk like this. If he's not redeemed by his kroivim, Ela ba'achar, he's redeemed by someone else, then the halacha is v'yotze b'shnasa yoivel, he goes out by yoivel. Rabbi Kiva darshens differently. Im lo yigol ela be'Eila, v'yotze b'shnasa yoivel. He darshens the pasuk, v'im lo yigol be'Eila means ela be'Eila, through the kroivim, then he goes out with yovel. But if he's redeemed with acherim, then he goes free right away. Says the Gemara, our gears is Rabbi Yosef Lili on this side in the Masoros Hashas. The gears is Rabbi Kiva. V'Rabbi Kiva midi el be'eliksiv. Rabbi Kiva, we have a kasha on you.
Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yisrael Glili, the pasuk flows very well with the diuk. Vimlo yigal be'el, you're not redeemed through Ela to Kroivim, but Ela with somebody else. So then there's Shibud. By Ela it's free. By Acherim, it's Shibud until Yovel. But according to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't say Ela be'ela. The pasuk says Imlo yigal be'ela. Your pshat of Ela be'ela is just the opposite of the pasher pshat of the pasuk. So how do you learn the pasuk like that? Ela b'hai krok k'mifli. So Gemara says Einichanami. We have to say to Machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva is in something else. We have three psukim. One is certainly speaking about Gulas Kroivim, which says Oy doy doy oy ben doy yigalenu. His uncle or his cousin will redeem him. Zeh, or the Bach puts in Zu Gulas Kroivim. That, of course, is speaking about Gulas Kroivim. Then the pasuk says Oy siga yadoy. Again, the Bach Zu Gulas Atzmai. If he himself won the lottery, he came into money, he can afford to redeem himself. So that's what that phrase is referring to. And then the pasuk ends off, v'nigal. What's v'nigal teaching you? Zu gulas acher. So we have the first, the beginning, the which we're going to see in the Gemara is called lefonav, the front one, the top one, which is oidoide gulas kroim. We have the middle one, oyisiga yadi himself. And then we have the Acheron, the Acherov, the last one, which is Gul of Enigal, that's referring to Gulas Acher. So now, Rabbi Yossi Agululi and Rabbi Kiva darshan the psukim in opposite ways. Rabbi Yossi Agululi sover Mikra Nidrish Lafonov. When you take the second pasuk by Gulas Atzmoy, there it is clear that he is redeemed right away, that he doesn't have to serve anything more. That says clearly in the pasuk. So now, says Rabbi Yosef Glili, he learns Sover Mikra Nidrish Lefanav. If I'm going to make a hekish between one pasuk and another, I will take the middle pasuk and put it back on the Lefanav, on the one before it, which was Gulas Kroivim, Doi Doi Ben Doi. Shadi Gulas Kroivim, Agulas Atzmoy. Let me take Gulas Kroivim, which is the Lefonav, the first pasuk, and let me put that on the middle pasuk, because you darshan a pasuk always backwards to the one before it. Ma gulas atzmi l'shicher. By gulas atzmi, it's clear in the pasuk that he goes free. There's no shibud, there's no yovel. He's free right away once he redeems himself. Af gulas kroivim l'shicher. So by gulas kroivim, it's also l'shicher. So therefore, what's acherim? Acherim will be l'shibud. That'll be the din of yovel. But gulas kroivim will have the same din as gulas atzmai. V'rabbi kiva sover mikra nidrish l'acherav. No, if you have these three psukim, I'm going to take the middle one and darshan it to the back one, the last one. Shadi gulas acherim and gulas atzmai. It's the third pasuk that you have to put to gulas atzmai, because you always take the middle one and you put it to the last one. Ma gulas atzmai l'shicher, just like gulas atzmai is for freedom, af gulas acherim l'shicher, so gulas acherim is also for shicher. Ask the Gemara, if that's the machlokes Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Kiva, yohachi, be'ela l'amali, we saw before in the Brisa that they were darshening in be'ela. According to you, it has nothing to do with be'ela, it has to do whether mikra is nidrish l'fonav to gulas kroivim, or mikra is nidrish l'achrov to gulas Acherim, strangers. Yochi be'el lamali. So the Gemara says, no, I need be'el. Why? Ilav be'el, if not for be'el, hava min, I would have thought, mikra nidush be'el fun of be'el acharav. V'akol ha'shichur. If it wouldn't be for be'el that the Torah is memayat something, it's only this, but the other one is different. So if I wouldn't have that type of limit that the other one is different, I would say that we darshan before and afterwards. So all three. Gulas Atzmoy is certainly right away l'cheiris, and I would say Gulas Kroivim and Gulas Acherim is l'cheiris right away. So that's why from Be'ela, I learn out either according to Rabbi Yosef Glili that we're memayet the Geula of Acherim, or according to Rabbi Kiva, we're memayet the Geula of Kroivim. Yehachi Freyd Gemar Hadra Kusha L'duchtei. Then your kasha bounces back. You're back to square one. Why? Because if you're going to use be'ela, then the only way Rabbi Kiva could learn be'ela is v'im lo yigal ela be'ela. If you're only going to use kroivim, then you're going to have shibud with the yovel. If you're going to use acherim, then it's going to go free right away. because we're going to put a cheirim onto Moifer Atzmoy. But if so, we have the original kasha coming back. It doesn't say Ella Be'ela. Ella the Gemara says Besvar Kamifli. They're arguing in a svar. As Rashi explains, you're right. If I would use the word Be'ela directly, I would have to learn like we learned in Rabbi Yosef Glili. If Be'ela would mean doidoy ben doidoy de kroivim, then certainly the poshut way to learn the pasuk is imlo yigal Be'ela. You didn't redeem him with these kroivim, which goes out lecheiros right away. Ella, but with someone else, acherim. So there the din is shibud with eventual freedom through yoivim. So you're right, then Rabbi Kiva wouldn't have a leg to stand on. But the pshat is, there's a machloikis in Swara, what is the Be'ela? You were assuming this whole Amud that Be'ela refers to Kroivim, since Rashi says Acherim are also mentioned in those psukim, so maybe the Be'ela goes back on the Acherim. So how do I know if Be'ela goes on the Kroivim or it goes on the Acherim? That will be totally what's more logical. Rabbi Yosef Guli Savar Mistavra Gulis Acherim L'Shivat. If we're going to choose between one or the other, if I'm going to use the Mir of Be'ela one way or the other, then I'm going to say the Shivat goes on Acherim. Why? The Yamar L'Shichur, if you're going to say that Acherim is L'Shichur, having a Mimne V'loi Parkelei. Remember, we said that by Kroivim, Bezin can be Kaifer to Kroivim to free their relative from a goy. But a Cherim, it's only a mitzvah. So the person will say, a mitzvah where I'm going to get nothing out of it, I'm going to free him, and he doesn't work for me at all, I'm not prepared to separate myself from my money. So therefore, to encourage a Cherim to free him, it makes sense that by a Cherim, there's a Shibut. So therefore, Rabbi Yisrael says, we learned the pasuk vim lo yigal ba'ela kroivim, who would go free yigal ba'acherim, and there he has to work for the acherim, and that will be a motivation incentive for them to free him. However, Rabbi Akiva has a different logic. Rabbi Akiva sover mistavra gulas kroivim l'shibut. Mistavra vim lo yigal ba'ela means on da'acherim. Da'acherim would make him scot free, but if you were not yigal ba'ela ela b'kroivim, then he will have shibut. Why? What's the svar? The Yamar L'Shichur. If you're going to darshan the pasuk as Rabbi Yosi Aglili does, that it is the Kroivim that's free, kol yoyma v'yoyma, ozlam is benasha. You know what this fellow will do? Every day he'll go sell himself. He knows that Bezdin will force his relatives to free him. So he'll sell himself for money to a goy, and they'll be mechuyif to free him. So the Torah doesn't want to do such a thing. So therefore it makes more sense that the Torah said, no, the only one you're going to get free is if you, it's a cherim, who you never know if they're going to do it or not because they're not mechuyif to do it. But your relatives who were going to force to do it, but if we force them, you should know, you're going to have to work for them. So he's going to think twice about selling himself to a goy, because he knows that even if his relatives have to free him, but then he's not scot-free, he is going to have to work. But if he would be scot-free, then he has a great deal. He goes and sells himself every day. He knows Bezin's going to force his relatives to free him. And once he's freed, he has no shibud. So it makes more sense, as Rabbi Akiva, that how do we darshan the Be'ela of him? Lo yigal Be'ela means a cherim. They are free. But if it's not a cherim, but it's kroivim, ain't a chanami, they have to, they're forced by Bezin to free him. But if they do free him, then he has to work for them, and only by yoivil does he go out. This is the machlokes Rabbi Yosi Aglili of Rekiva. But meanwhile, from the whole Gemara, it came out that we don't have Rebbe that he holds, that he doesn't hold of Socher Socher. It could be he holds of Socher Socher, and yet he has a miyad of Yigaleta Lezeh, Veloy La'acher.